My brothers and my sisters, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Larry High Jr., and I welcome you this morning to the Harmony Toluca Lake United Methodist Church. We are a campus of the Hollywood United Methodist Church, and wherever you find yourself, whoever you are this morning, we welcome you. For those of you joining us via Facebook and YouTube, we welcome you into this virtual reality, and we welcome those of you who are gathered in this space. We are blessed this morning. Our senior pastor, Reverend Kathy Cooper Ledesma, is going to bless our spirits this morning. She is going to continue in the sermon series, Freeing Jesus, and I know that there will be a word from the Lord that will inspire us and challenge us from Rev. Kathy this week for the week ahead, and we are blessed this morning. Every time we gather with joy. Y'all didn't hear me. We gather with joy. And as we gather with joy this morning, I think about the scripture, Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 16. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Every time we gather with joy, we have the opportunity to share with the gifts that we have been given. We've been given many financial gifts. We've been given gifts of just the gifts that we have. Maybe it's speaking, singing, whatever, teaching, whatever you do. It is a gift from God, and it is from God. But we have the opportunity to give back to God a portion of everything. I always say everything belongs to God, and we have an opportunity to give back to God's ministry and to support the work that this congregation does here in this community, but as United Methodists all around the world. You can do it the old-fashioned way. You can mail a check. You can give online like I do. You can also text to give. Text to 84321. Log on to HollywoodUMC.org and click on the Harmony to the donate button and then Harmony Toluca Lake. But this is a joyous time, so we have joy. And we praise God for the time this morning that we have together. And now, Viviana is going to take us higher this morning in worship.
Good morning. A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. The translation is from the New Revised Standard Version. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling spaces. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself so that where I am and there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Word of God, words of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.
You go. You come back with the head of my enemy. You come back and you call it my victory. You go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. Your love becomes my grace. All I did was bow down.
That Harmony Toluca Lake and Hollywood United Methodist Church are going to spend time this fall studying my new book, Freeing Jesus. Freeing Jesus was a really great book to write during the pandemic. It gave me time to think back about my own journey as a Christian and how I've experienced Jesus in a number of different ways. As friend, teacher, savior, Lord, way, and presence. The book is theological, and it's also memoir, but mostly it invites you to think about your own story with Jesus over time. And I hope that as you enter into it, that you will discover not only Jesus, but your own heart. And that you might hear where God is calling you next. I hope you'll have a great time together, and I hope that my words will resonate with you, take you to places you didn't imagine, and challenge you to see Jesus in new ways.
Greetings. It is great to be with you this morning. I'm usually over on the other side of the hill over at the Hollywood campus, so it's a joy to be with you for the first time since March of 2020, I think, is the last time we were here. So, and I'm grateful to Diana Butler Bass for that introduction for this fall sermon series entitled Freeing Jesus. Now, in the book, for those of you who may not have had a chance to read it yet, in the introduction, Diana explains the title. She explains that at one time, about, I don't know, at this point, probably 15 years ago, she was at the Washington National Cathedral, glorious, glorious building, and she was in one of the side chapels, and she was kneeling, and she was looking up at a triptych of Jesus, and all of a sudden, she simply heard Jesus saying, "Get me out of here." And it wasn't because she was in the cathedral, because it's a marvelous and progressive community of faith. It was rather she heard Jesus saying to her, "Get me out of what the church has put on me. Get me out of this baggage that the institutional church and too many Christians of all types have placed on Jesus. a baggage that seeks to exclude rather than to welcome. So how we can gain a renewed sense of who Jesus is and his power in our life today is our focus in this series. So far we've looked at, this is the fifth of the six ways in which Diana defines and experiences Jesus. As friend, as teacher, as Lord, as Savior, and then next week we'll have Jesus as presence to conclude the series. But today we're considering Jesus as the way. Now, this is going to date me, and I'm getting used to this, but even before I read the chapter in Diana's book, I was reminded of the Bible that I had when I was a teenager, and it looked like this. It was called The Way. It was a biblical, yes, some of you are shaking your heads. It's a biblical paraphrase written for teens and young adults in the 1970s, complete with the theological pitfalls that can come with a paraphrase of ancient texts. Now, our passage from the Gospel of John for this morning has its own set of theological pitfalls, which we'll talk about, but they are not so colorfully adorned with pictures that just scream the 1970s, like the Bible does here. Diana says that throughout the New Testament, Jesus invites people to follow him, to walk with him, to go on a journey. There's nothing particularly new in this, as the Hebrew Scriptures are full of stories of wanderers and pilgrims, exiles and immigrants. And of course, in the ancient world, teachers of all types, gurus, prophets, healers, mystics, gathered followers, those who embraced the Master's message and put it into everyday practice. However, in the Gospel of John, Jesus upped the theological ante. Ooh, here we go. Back in Hollywood. Okay. He not only taught a way inviting others to follow him, but Jesus said that he was the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is a beautiful verse, a poetic, a parabolic image of the way and the way, a beckoning for all who know Jesus to willingly embrace the journey. That is the path, the road of liberation, and it would be freeing except for the next sentence. No one comes to the Father except through me. Theological pitfall, indeed. There are too many people who proof text or lift one verse out of context to make then a sweeping generality about Jesus. We've seen that in the seven clobber passages in the Bible related to same-gender relationships. They're either taken out of context or misinterpreted in light of the entire text. And it's done so in order to exclude entire groups of God's beloved children. The same thing happens when we consider John 14:6 as a standalone verse, one that offers an absolute truth about Christianity. We can't consider John 14:6 unless we take it in context with John 14:1 to 5, as well as the chapters that surround it. So let's set the context. In the gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus knows. He knows that the disciples are about to have their hearts broken by his impending arrest and his crucifixion. They've been family together for 3 years. As adults, the disciples had chosen to leave their biological families to follow Jesus and to build God's kingdom. And in just a while, he'll be gone from them. Jesus wants to prepare them so that they won't be overwhelmed, but they can find their own way through his betrayal, crucifixion, and ultimately his resurrection and beyond. So Jesus begins this first portion of what scholars call the farewell discourses of Jesus in the Gospel of John with words of comfort and an immediate call to faith. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In other words, don't let the pain and the grief of our separation cause you not to trust in God or not to trust in me. Yes, Jesus said, things are going to change. I'm going to go on ahead to prepare a place for you, because where I am, Jesus says, you are going to be somewhere too. But in the meantime, you don't need to worry, because the Holy Spirit will be with you always. But then in verse 5, Thomas, yes, that Thomas we always talk about having doubts, Thomas says to Jesus, Lord, we really don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Well, Diana rightly points out that the disciples are fearful and confused. They're not worried about people of other religions. They're scared for themselves in this moment. They're scared about losing their friend. And they wonder, if Jesus goes away, what's going to happen to us? Will we be banished from God's presence, from the joy that we've had over the past 3 years? Jesus is saying no. Fear, estrangement, isolation, separation, these are not the last words. Instead, Jesus invites his followers to dwell in him, even as he dwells in God. Diana describes this as a dynamic sort of dwelling, not a static thing. Rather like a tented God on a journey instead of one inside immovable walls. I am the way, Jesus says, and not one of you, my fearful friends, knows God apart from what I have embodied for you. Stay close. Keep faith. Through the journey, through the way of self-giving love that Jesus is about to take, mercy and justice will cover the earth. You see, there would be no way except that the love of God for each of us and for all of us has made a way. God would be distant, unavailable, separated from us except for love. There would be much to fear except for the way that is wide open to those who trust in Jesus. It's invitation, it's not exclusion. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus assured them. Except for me showing you the way, you'd be lost. That's what Jesus meant when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But there are still those who cling to that exclusionary interpretation. Diana tells a story about a woman, as she was at a preaching at some place, and there was a woman she'd asked to read chapter 14 of John, verses 1 to 6a. Well, the woman got up and stood and read, and then at the point where 6a became 6b, she continued straight on through. And then Diana tried to make a joke about it, and she said, yeah, I know you wanted me to stop, but I wasn't going to do it. Unless you read part B, you're not getting the full message. And then she clutched her Bible to her chest and she defiantly sat down. Well, biblical scholar Peter Inns says that believing we are right about God helps give us a sense of order in an otherwise messy world. He calls it the sin of certainty. And I guess sometimes we can understand that. In the midst of an ever complicated and complex world, complete with the spread of intentional disinformation on so many levels, societal, political, economic, that many times the people who are spreading it just don't care what collateral damage they cause. Sometimes I get why we want to indulge in the sin of certainty. Because there may not be much that I personally can control right now. I might not be able to convince people I love that science is good and we should follow it and take a vaccine. But, you know, if I have a punch list for faith, then I can be sure that I'm following Jesus, right? But here's the problem with that sort of thinking. The way of faith, our journey with Jesus, it's less a roadmap than it is a maze. Diane explains it this way. A roadmap is about the destination. You have clearly identified stops along the way, but they aren't the point. The point is getting to the finish line. And that finish line is heaven. But a maze can take you in all sorts of directions, and you may have to backtrack and change course, and ultimately you hopefully end up at that finish line. But the way is the journey, not the destination. The way is how you treat people along that path, how you experience the profundity of God in everyday life. And how those learnings and journeying through that maze deepen your faith and your identity in Christ. Now, someone who clearly understood this was Jeff Swenson, who is the for 53 years was the husband of our bishop in residence at Hollywood, Bishop Marianne Swenson. His memorial service was held 2 weeks ago, and I shared this one story at the service. 8 or 9 years ago, Jeff and Marianne invited my husband and me to dinner, but there was a catch. We had to drive to their home, park, and then we were to take the bus from their house in Pasadena into Old Town to have dinner. And we said, sure, it sounds like fun. Now, one of the things, if you didn't know Jeff Swenson, he was the hugest proponent of public transportation that anyone ever knew. So on the day it came and we got in the car, and my husband said to me, oh, let's just tell the Swensons we don't need to bother with the bus. We'll pick them up. The restaurant has lots of parking. We don't need to bother. Well, we're driving along. They live about 2 miles from our house. And at a stoplight, I turned to him and I said, Renee Ledesma, if you want to tell Jeff Swenson we're not doing things his way, go right ahead, but I'm not about to. Well, we got there, and Renee tried to say to Jeff, let's just drive, and the response was, oh, absolutely not. He had quarters for each of us for the bus, and he good-naturedly ribbed me that he had to have more for me because I was the only non-senior citizen in the group. And we got there and had a great dinner and then got some ice cream afterwards and returned home the same way. But that experience taught me everything about who God had created Jeff to be. A person who valued the journey, who valued the way far more than the destination. Sure, a car is going to get you there more quickly, but why is that so important? Just look at all the new sights and sounds and experiences and people you would miss along the way. Finally, Diana shares a story of walking in the countryside of England with a companion when they came to a fenced pasture at the edge of a farm. There's usually a gate in the fence for public access, allowing walkers to walk through the field and exit on the other side. Well, they finally found the gate, and on it they saw a notice that was tacked to it that said, beware of bull. Well, where is it? And so they scanned the field looking for it, and they said, oh, it's over there. It's way on the far side. All right, should we go? Yeah, let's go. They took off. And she said she took a deep breath and followed the path and moved as quickly as possible. The bull didn't move, but the two of them went as fast as they could and breathed a sigh of relief when they got to the other side. And she concluded that journeys are risky. Sometimes you've got to get past the bull. And on a faith journey, there can be a lot of, you know, bull. So family, I invite us this day to go forward along the way of Jesus, not allowing the fear of anything, even a bull, to stop us. Because as Jesus tells us later in this chapter, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Jesus says, I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid, because I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Since it's our last song today, please stand as we worship together. You can clap for this one.
Lay my burdens down. My yoke is easy now. What a friend I found in you. Only you. will thirst no more. 'Cause you refresh my soul. Living waters flow from you.
Go in peace.